Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio, and this is A Bit of Science. It's based on an article that appeared in the American Chemical Society's website as part of their March 25th, 2020 press pack. Multiscale self-assembly of distinctive web-like structures from evaporated drops of dilute American whiskeys, published in ACS Nano. Spilled coffee forms a ring as the liquid evaporates, depositing solids along the edge of the puddle. This coffee ring effect has fascinated scientists for decades, but now the team says they've uncovered the mechanism behind an even more striking web-like pattern that forms when drops of American whiskey dry up. The results reported in ACS Nano suggest that these distinctive whiskey webs could someday be used to identify counterfeit spirits. When a drop of liquid evaporates, solids are left behind in a pattern that depends on what the liquid is, what solids are in it, and the environmental conditions. Stuart Williams and colleagues previously found that drops of a diluted American whiskey, not Scotch or Canadian counterparts, formed web patterns when dried on glass surfaces. And there were hints that the pattern was distinctive for different brands of whiskey. In the current study, the researchers wanted to see how the whiskey webs formed in more detail and whether they could serve as fingerprints for the spirits. The team used time-lapse microscopy to examine droplets of diluted American whiskey as the whiskey evaporated. Non-volatile organic compounds such as phenols, aromatics, and esters clustered together and were driven to the surface of the droplet. There they formed monolayers, and as the surface area of the droplet decreased, the monolayers collapsed, creating strands of the web. The researchers showed that different American whiskies show unique web patterns that could be correctly matched to unknown samples for more than 90% of the time. The distinctive web arises from a unique combination of solutes in the whiskey, the researchers say. The authors do not acknowledge any funding sources for this paper. Okay, this work isn't going to solve any of the top 20 problems facing humanity, but it's a good example of how science often works. First, someone makes an interesting observation, such as this one about the complex web patterns that remain when droplets of whiskey dry up. Then comes a period of further and often more careful observations. Is the observation reproducible, and what seems to affect the results? Next comes a guess as to what's going on. The guess is called a hypothesis in science. Now comes a bunch of experiments to test the hypothesis more carefully, then work through the factors that seem to matter. If the experiments give meaningful results, conclusions can be made and the report can be submitted for review by other scientists and ultimate publication. No doubt Dr. Williams' group has spilled a fair amount of whiskey before publishing this research. My guess is that those who review the work may have made some whiskey droplets themselves, just to be able to meaningfully comment on the work. This report did not mention the source of funding. It could be that one or more American whiskey manufacturers were willing to help out with funding or in-kind support. The only backing for my guess is that I found that Dr. Williams is a professor in Louisville, Kentucky, the state where companies such as Jim Beam, Four Roses, and Wild Turkey, and many more produce their whiskeys. These folks certainly would be interested in ways to detect knockoff products. I guess my point is that you can do good science about pretty normal stuff, like a stain on a bar top. I'll be back with more from the wide world of science, but for now, goodbye.